Outside the box. Again, imagining a dark future. Today's topic is Welcome Oligarchs. It's late 2028. The currently elected president is just about to be crowned perpetual king with a crown of jewels taken from the navels of some of the adult film stars he used to cavort with. His orange hair has been freshly colored to hide his horns from public view. He scarfs down dark chocolate, devil's food, cake, and vodka, compliments of an Eastern European dictator during an interview with a compliant news network. He's surrounded by the 10 wealthiest men in the world, a newly minted batch of oligarchs, 9 of them from the United States. The 10th stands back from the rest, ready to serve the other 9. That person is from a country that was recently claimed by the United States, outbidding the host government by a mile, and will soon become its 53rd state. The wealthy 10th man has the government contract to dig, baby, dig, as well as drill, baby, drill. The king-to-be is ready to announce and show off the new ballroom at the White House, where the crowning will take place, to a very select group of media. It's named after a famous porn star, in honor of the king-to-be's new queen. The previous queen was deposed for secretly supporting abortion. Although the ballroom has a capacity of 1,000, there are 2,000 guests expected. Thanks to a wink and a nod and a large increase in the District of Columbia's budget, the fire marshal has okayed this event. Music will be provided by a bevy of stars, all of whom have donated to the coronation. All are white. There will be only one king, and that's me, claimed the new monarch, responding to a movement from supporters to include an Elvis impersonator in the program. Those attending the coronation ball will be hand-picked. Most will be multimillionaires or billionaires. A few are authors of Project 2025, which the president described as my Bible, although he has also claimed that he has never heard of the publication. He's invited a few from the fundamentalist faith community, some also multimillionaires, who will be offering blessings on the new building. A majority of the Supreme Court justices will also attend. All invited are white and male, with 2 justices accepted, plus female dance partners. Some of those pardoned by the king-to-be for their January 6, 2021 crimes will provide security at the coronation to prevent any protesters from coming within 1 mile of the event. Others are high-ranking officials in the Department of War. All are white. Part of downtown Washington will be closed during the week preceding the coronation, except for authorized street vendors who have paid a hefty fee to the Royal Treasury to sell their wares. The new monarch has promised to move the Capitol and the White House, including the new ballroom, from Washington closer to his base in the South and Midwest. Following the coronation, the king will assume absolute power and control over the country and will issue a series of royal executive edicts reinterpreting all laws. One of those will be a freeze on all trade with Norway until he is awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. Another will be establishing a series of camps in uninhabitable areas to house all those not born in the United States or whose parents were not born in this country. All of those individuals will be non-white. A few media have run news stories opposing the opulence of the coronation. However, the president and soon-to-be king has filed billion-dollar anticipation lawsuits against all media to prevent any so-called fake news. In addition, he plans to shut down any media that are critical of his reign after the ceremony. The United States has undergone a sea change since its previous election 2 years earlier, highlighted by the resignation of a majority of members of Congress and Supreme Court decisions declaring a monarchy to be legal to avoid a violation of the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution. Are you disappointed not to be one of the new oligarchs? I'm Larry Danziger, waking up from what's got to be my worst nightmare ever.